This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Not enough hours in the day.
That's really good. Do you have an alarm?
Yeah, I have several.
Oh, I see.
Every 15 minutes.
Ooh, I like to sleep.
I got you beat.
Sounds alarm.
What do you do, 5?
Yeah, my alarm app is just fully in 5-minute increments.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, that is a lot. How far? Okay, so how deep do you get?
Yeah, I'll show you my alarms.
So that's every 5 minutes for the entire day, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, it's like every alarm I've ever set, really.
Yeah,
but it
I don't
is,
really yeah. delete them.
Got it. Same. So like when it's time to wake up at 8 a.m., are you doing like every 5 minute between 7:30 and 8:30, or how does Same. That work?
If I needed to be out of bed by 8 a.m., I'd probably do the last like 15 minutes, so like Same. 45.
On the bottom of the door. Oh. Now that doesn't work.
The moment I close the door, we can't hear computer audio in the room.
Everything's connected to the door.
One of the worst setups for the show ever. I don't know what else to say.
It's AP podcasting. This is advanced placement shit because it's Zoom plus studio plus you all being recorded video and audio and your soundboard.
Yeah.
It doesn't get harder than this. This is
but
the final
boss.
But it
shouldn't be
boss.
Hard, right?
There's just a lot of moving
podcast
pieces.
Studio. I was just saying to Brad and Will, who unfortunately are joining us today, that Casey agrees with me. This is
Fuck.
A really difficult... What's that?
Unfortunately, we've been patient little boys.
So? Doesn't mean that we have to bond. We're doing
just
work.
Because you did me a favor doesn't mean I'm happy.
Okay, glad I came.
Is my camera on, or are we just using like the webcam video?
They can see you
through the webcam.
Through the webcam,
wide of the
why
studio.
Why are we in this episode?
Yes,
I'll tell you why. We're banking apps. We're banking episodes.
But then for the output, people
sure.
are watching. Is
of
it
course.
That camera, or is it still the wide?
They're going to be
me?
Seeing you through the cinema cameras.
That
they're going to be seeing me through the GoPro, and okay. then there's going to be two little guys. Let's say it's Will and it's Brad.
And it's going to be a four little quattro.
Let's say.
And yeah. it's going to be a 40-minute episode because we all have hard outs at 11.
Do we?
It's been 30 minutes. Yeah. It's been 30
it's
minutes
been 33.
Of setup. And by the way, there were good jokes when we were setting up, right?
What?
Like the fucking Brad, you did the thing about the bread bowl or the fucking Braddy Cooper or whatever. Instead of Daddy Cooper, it's Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, let's not rehash that.
Let's not have hash. Let's not come in having had hash because guess what? That's a heavy breakfast. That is a heavy breakfast. You don't have that on a Thursday before a work day. You have needle for lunch where you have the churring fun.
Everybody churring fun tonight.
Brad, Will, what, let's say how, sorry, let me get that sound in for a second. Basically, I wanted to talk to y'all about, how you guys feel about living in Portland and New York, respectively, and then see if you would maybe do like a parent trap, like sort of a pee trap, like, you know, like when plumbing, there's the pee trap that goes right under the sink vanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
Is it like, yeah, or is it like, yeah?
It's like I'm trying to follow, and I'm struggling to follow.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
honestly,
what it is about the way I conduct these, for lack of a better term, interviews, that's confusing to others.
The energy shift.
I agree with you, Brad, that there is
energy. From you being really frustrated to whatever is going on right now.
I did get genuinely frustrated. I did get genuinely frustrated. We're getting out of it. I don't want to start this whole thing with the energy of me being like, HeadGum, I might take this show to Earwolf.
you think?
Wow, the HeadGum podcast.
Wouldn't that be the funniest thing to do on this show, though? If I took this to, like, I don't know, Spotify, I think it might be big enough.
I don't think
Spotify
you can.
Original, you don't think so?
No.
They're shedding shows. Why would they add you? Yeah.
I didn't know that. I might take it to iHeart, and I do iHeart.
I don't think you have it to take it.
Really?
Yeah, nor do they want to have it.
I don't own the rights, but where did you earn the rights?
We have like a host virus relationship where we sort of both need each other, but you're killing us softly.
Killing me softly.
With your host.
Brad's pod. Hill King's podcast. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I know how to set up a recording pod. Let's start with the why now. Why do this show ever?
This show?
Hill King's podcast. It's a King of the Hill podcast, is that fair?
Yeah, they're rebooting the show.
I didn't know that.
That's it's your problem.
Well, they actually may not be, because Johnny Hardwick, voice of Dale, recently tragically passed away.
So, and then you started a show.
Well, we started the show before he passed. If you listen to the show, we talk about it.
I didn't realize that sound effect is literally called fart with extra reverb.
And that's the other issue, is that he can see the soundboard. I don't want him to know. Here we go.
That was easy.
Right? Because of the setup.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Dating. Sure, everything is rolling, by the way.
Oh shit! I'm kidding. So, and see, I can't even go like this because of the way that this is wrangled. Yeah, this is not supposed to be like this, and I didn't do it.
Brad, can you see Jeff?
Be like, Jeff can't get things set up. No. It's not my fault, and I think it's important that I internalize that.
What were we talking about? My podcast?
Sex.
We're talking about the Hill King's podcast. Brad, do you want to plug it? Kind of say what it is? Again, yeah. The why now / why ever. And I'm not
why
sure
why now, because it's one of the greatest American sitcoms of all time. It's
what a sitcom.
Me and a buddy of mine who is a professional juggler / daddy from Edmond, Oklahoma. We go through each episode of King of the Hill. We have a segment every week where we talk about current events from the day that the episode dropped. So we talk about the 90s, we talk about the show, we crown the king of each episode's hill. So every episode has kind of a game to it, in a way. We're trying to hit 100,000 subscribers by the end of the month. I think that's a reasonable goal to hit. So if y'all could go subscribe, Hill King's podcast, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, we're on TikTok. Jeff's going to come do an episode soon.
Yo, this beat goes mad hard.
Yeah, drop a rhyme, Amir. Come on.
So, yeah. It's a, like, I don't know what to come in, but like a quiz show, it makes me riz, yo. I can't. Like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Was that Casey?
You have Casey on your soundboard.
I have Casey Anya soundboard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anya
kind of
Zero?
A hybrid
Anya
AI.
Zero. Sure.
But that's the Hill King's podcast plug. Do you feel like you got it all?
Sure, man.
Sure, man. Or you feel like you're going to point people to it? Or
I mean, it kind of felt like the music was drowning me out.
You were down and out, but you weren't drowning out. I can guarantee it'll be mixed perfectly so people can hear both the music and the plug, because some people will only be interested in the music. Some people will only be interested in the plug. And so here's a little bit of something for everyone.
Well, everyone should be interested.
It's kind of like Disneyland.
Everyone should.
Walt Disney's original vision for the theme park was that adults and kids could have fun alike.
That's really cool.
It's a fun show to be on. It's a fun show to be a part of. People love this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hill Kings?
Yeah, that is fun to be a part of.
Talking about that, but maybe Hill Kings can follow suit. It's kind of like when you're walking sand behind somebody.
When you came here, you had 3 cold brews, but I only see one.
This is the third.
You've had 3?
I've had 2.5.
You bought 3 cold brews to have all for yourself?
No, I bought 3 because I'm going to have 2, and then I'm going to take the other one home.
So this is your second that you finished?
This is the first.
So where's the second?
The second one's in the fridge. Third one's in the fridge, right? And I think we're getting a little bit too far away from the Hill Kings podcast.
Finish the plug.
Finish the plug.
Over, yeah.
Plug's done, man. Plug's
all
been
right,
done.
Then Will, what do you have going on, man? Besides corduroy.
Hill Kings
Every
podcast.
Every time I see this fucker, he's in
That's
corduroy.
That's not corduroy. That is
really
not corduroy.
That's poplin, huh? Not. That's going to be a washed out cotton.
Oh,
it's kind of
yeah.
like a weird denim? Denim-y.
Yeah. Kind of a denim. I was going to say kind of a denim. And if I can add an addendum to this whole thing, we need new producers. We need additional producers. We're not putting our fucking salaried money towards the right things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think this show is such a low priority that unless you literally do all of it, we would just let it go by the wayside.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously.
But what about the fucking $600 see the thing is at?
That's not necessarily necessary to keep the lights on.
But it's necessary basically to keep this show afloat.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of, yeah.
Hanging by a thread, ice so thin it's practically water.
I get that. And is that because of, yeah.
It's because of viewership slash
climate change of HeadGum? Or is it like a
spot cleaning?
You're
not steering this program in the right direction. We're treading water.
Because of...
And you know what happens when you tread water for a while?
You
drown.
Get ripped.
Eventually.
Yeah.
You get ripped.
I think it's like 250 calories an hour. Yeah, that's hard to get.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's not a lot at all.
It's a lot of energy. Really?
Yeah.
Then what do you... 250?
You're an asshole, I think.
Why?
I'm so sick of this, segment. Barbara Broccoli said she is not even close to a decision.
Yeah.
I said, I've been feeling the brunt of your lack of decision making on a weekly basis on this show.
Yeah.
Just fucking decide, right? And it definitely shouldn't be Aaron Taylor Johnson. But I'm just like, fucking, what's the guy, Rene Jean Page? The guy from Bridgerton. I almost said Pendleton.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Camp.
Yeah, no, but this is straight from Sony and Barbara Broccoli. They haven't even discussed the new Bond, is what they're saying.
You think the movie's written just without the actor, or they need the actor involved and then they'll write the movie?
I think they're on a long vacation, and I think they don't mind the strike, because Barbara doesn't want to be on set in fucking Portofino,
yeah.
Right? She doesn't want to be in London. She wants to be in the Maldives with a fucking malt with Reeves. Keanu's the new Bond, and he is my Bond of the week. My Bond of the week is Keanu Reeves, because I think that Barbara Broccoli drinks malts in the Maldives.
Got it.
Yeah. Will?
Travis Kelce. He's hot.
No.
Yeah.
Famous.
What the... God. This is the worst segment, and every time I listen, I skip it.
Wow.
Wow. The triple
Let's go. It's bad. It's repetitive. Gives a damn about
Will.
If you're going to count.
Will.
James Bond doesn't matter. 007.
Will.
Have you guys ever used ales to treat your ales?
No.
We got to take a break.
I didn't get to.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys,
my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Here's the thing. I think the energy in this room and the Zoom is sour. But this is a good episode so far.
It's sloppy.
It's...
I hope you like it extra sloppy.
What's that?
It's like a lunch lady Adam Sandler character.
Okay.
You I like
was
it extra
really
sloppy.
Worried that that
Billy
was
Madison. Character.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
What about Silly yeah. Bradison? So it's sort of like Brad is feeling joy like with his friend
like
Madison.
That.
Just one second, Brad. Yeah. With his friend Madison.
Is that the juggler from Oklahoma?
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever said on the show?
Definitely not.
Really?
Yeah. I woke up in
a We covered Hill King's podcast. We covered my gripes with the network and the studio setup, which are not my fault and not the reason the show is off the rails.
Okay.
The reason the show is off the rails and maybe why the content isn't quality is the way I host.
Yeah.
Really?
I think you're just not doing anything to bring in new listeners.
Right. And how do we do that?
You're Guess catering what? Towards the audience that it already has.
So what should I do?
You can get famous people to be on the show, which brings their fans over.
Sure.
You can
I mean, you'll definitely get a Hill Kings bump.
That's, yeah.
Well, that's one.
From our fans.
And then promotion on like Twitter and Instagram and TikTok.
So you think that the fact that I never post about this on Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter is hurting the show's chances
at growth? Yeah.
Yeah. So if I clipped out things from the episodes, we would post it to the HeadGum TikTok.
Exactly.
This,
highlights.
Yeah. See, this is the first good note I've ever received for this
you
show.
Should know that already.
I don't care.
You don't know or don't care?
I don't
care that
I didn't,
you don't know.
I knew that I should do that.
Well,
I
didn't care
know.
Until now.
No, I cared. I didn't know I should care.
I see.
Sense, yeah.
But
yeah.
You so, did care.
It's hard, you know, because it's like if you, it, growing up, if somebody doesn't show you that they care, uh-huh. if like a paternal figure doesn't show you that, hey, you could really be anything you set your mind to,
mm-hmm. yeah.
it's hard to believe that in yourself. So to feel from the network that they don't give a shit about the show makes me not give a shit about the show.
I see.
Because I don't have the money to promote it on my own.
And I wonder if we have a BetterHelp ad on this episode. Be good to know. A little bit of therapy.
We have a segment. Does anybody want to do it?
Oh, sure.
Kind of feel... Really?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well.
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know. I feel like everybody's pissed at me.
I feel like that's something you got to figure out for you, man.
I was going to... First of all, there was other parts of the wax that I want to talk about. New name for me. What do you guys think about Lance?
Last name?
James.
Lance James. Good to meet you.
Just kind of a rebrand, because then people, that might bring in new listeners if they're like, holy shit, the HeadGum Podcast got a new host.
Yeah.
Lance I prefer, James. What about Rance?
Rance isn't bad. I'm just worried it's short for rancid.
Yes.
All right. This is a segment I like to call... Inner beauty pageant, right?
And then,
wait, what was that? Was that Pyle?
That was Pyle from the pit wall choking on his own throat.
Was he actually choking, or was he pretending to?
That I don't know.
Got it.
I clipped.
You don't know
it
the
out.
Context.
Yeah.
Sounded real.
Good. I don't know a lot about beauty pageants, but we're gonna learn. And I learned enough for the segment. I don't know about you guys. Like, okay, let me start the whole segment by asking you guys this. How much do you value beauty? Let's start with the mirror.
I value it, but I don't prioritize it over more important things.
Like comfort, cash, family.
Exactly. Those are the big three. And then I'll throw beauty on there, and that's my Mount Rushmore of being a good man.
Yeah, I love that. I really do. Brad, let's get your Rushmore for being a man.
Do you mean like physical beauty?
Yeah. How much do you value aesthetic beauty?
Aesthetic beauty? Not really a lot.
Okay.
It wouldn't be on my Mount Rushmore. I'd say my Mount Rushmore would be cleanliness, punctuality, the Hill Kings
too.
Podcast. Yeah.
The Hill Kings podcast is your third of being a person.
Yeah. And then probably green curry with rice.
The fourth one's a food. All right. Will, what do you got? Mount Rushmore of you.
Beauty, 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 beauty.
Thank you.
Beauty,
thank
beauty,
you.
Beauty. Benjamin Conover. Franklin.
Thank
Conover.
You.
Conover.
Conover.
Conover. Conover.
Adam Conover, my hairy, is in the other room.
Oh, that's really good.
Not a joke.
The whole studio starts chanting.
Unlike Will, I tend to look towards more substantive things in life. More like you. More like Brad.
Like punctuality?
Maybe. Just like Amir, then. Wisdom. Joy. Faith.
And faith, the faith, the faith.
These things amount to much more than beauty. And I think what we're really talking about here is inner beauty. Inner Beauty Pageant is the name of the segment. We're going to go around. I'm going to ask you the 10 best thoughtful and philosophical pageant questions. We're going to get to the end and to the core of if y'all have inner beauty. Let's start with number one. If you were God for a day, how would you change the world? let's start with Will. I didn't know we were in third grade, and I needed to point to you guys.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Obviously.
I didn't want to cut anyone off.
Okay.
Suffering. No more.
No more suffering.
More suffering.
No more.
End suffering.
Okay. That's pretty good. Hard to follow, Amir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to beat world peace, but ultimately I want to create a joyful existence for everybody on Earth where people aren't motivated by any negative external factors.
What about negative feedback? Can I just piggyback?
No.
Okay.
And everybody to have equal joy and access to the things that make them happy. Yeah.
Brad?
Less traffic would help folks to get more punctual, I think.
Are you on time?
I usually am.
I get that. I guess I'm the judge.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of which of those answers was most beautiful. I would probably say, sorry, Will, what did you say again? You said?
Suffering, end it.
End suffering. I'm going to have to go with Amir. Suffering can be beautiful, right?
Mm.
You can find joy. Sorry.
I barely said anything.
You can find joy in the little moments of like, ah, I'm stuck in traffic, right? And
no.
if you can do that, I think you have true inner beauty because you have the wisdom to let things come and go as they please, as opposed to how you please. Because control, you never have it. I'm sitting in front of control boards and couldn't even make them work. So,
are you free associating? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Trying to steal the show.
This first question
shouldn't be part of the contest.
This first question goes to Amir. Number two, how different would the world be if it was a matriarchy? Grace, cut this one out. Question number two, what steps or measures need to be taken to eradicate poverty?
Give people access to jobs, more jobs, so that people can create more capital.
Wow. Wow.
To be further exploited by those in power.
That's how we eradicate poverty? That feels like how we enforce it.
Shit.
Bootstraps Brad.
Yeah,
that's
they
not
call
that
me Bootstraps Braddy.
I love it, man. I woke up in a... Amir?
I mean, you gotta start with an equal distribution of wealth. I would begin by taxing every dollar over $1 billion at 98%. We don't need to be racing towards the world's first trillionaire. If you have $1,000 million, that's more than enough. Especially,
but should
we be... I'm not even close to being done. With a third of all Americans living below the poverty line, it feels very counterproductive to have the 1% of wealth being owned by the top 16 richest people in America. So I would start with that. Secondly, raise the minimum wage. Price of goods sold have gone up since COVID, but the minimum wage has barely kept up with inflation. I mean, this is an unsustainable cliff we're hurtling towards.
Instead of raising the minimum wage, just gave people more jobs?
So, for example, instead of one job, you would have three.
Yeah.
And then you'd be making $24 an hour because it's eight times three.
Cumulatively.
How would you do three jobs at the same
time? Well, and then the rich folks could stay rich.
Are you rich? Why are you fighting for this?
I just think it's cool.
Up, come up beside it.
Will?
That's a really based Metaverse. Take.
Fam. If it was a real beauty the person answers and then they're like, that was
base.
Awesome.
That was really based.
I was like, I have to do something else, and I started putting together my new vacuum.
We'll just say that Will pleaded the fifth on this one.
No, he said the Metaverse.
Okay, here we go. If you could break one rule, what would that rule be and when? Let's start with
don't break
because he's about to fall asleep.
I would pay less taxes.
Okay. Why?
Because I came up with the taxing the billionaires more rule.
Okay, so you're not saying more than made up for my goes down just your taxes.
Correct. I have more than made up for my share. By urging others to do that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Brad?
I'd like to do shrooms more.
That's a rule. You can't do shrooms legally, so.
You can in Oregon, I thought.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
Will?
jaywalking.
Don't Shit, believe me, man. Jaywalk. Oh! Don't believe me, jaywalk. Don't believe me, jaywalk.
Wonderful.
Pick one.
Okay, here we go. This is maybe the best question so far for the inner beauty pageant. Mm. I would say that so far, the person with the most inner beauty is it's neck and neck with Amir and Will. Brad, you might as well just be a judge.
You might as well. You honestly might as well be a judge.
I only care about outer beauty. So,
if you had a chance to discuss a social issue with world leaders, would you or not? Yes, this is a yes or no.
No.
Will?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd
that
do
one
it.
Is going to have to go to Will.
I said yes, too.
Are we not enjoying the inner beauty pageant?
I was.
Until what answer or question?
Until you said I was losing, man. You said I didn't have any inner beauty.
I mean that you didn't have inner beauty. I just meant that you weren't, responding in a way that exhibited it.
You called him inner ugly.
I didn't say that, but that was my inner monologue of the inner ugliness of Brad Lee. Mm. But that doesn't mean you don't aesthetically look fine.
Thank you.
Thank you to you or to Brad.
Oh, I was just saying thank you in general.
Gratitude? Were you just expressing ambient gratitude?
Gratitude.
Gratitude. I think.
Cafe Bratitude.
That's really good. Okay, so.
Can I have the I am in a hat?
What?
You were looking at. Never mind. I was about to give you the inner beauty pageant. No, but then you said, can I have the I am in a hat?
Yeah, that's like
which is
that's
a niche you'd cafe
order
gratitude.
At cafe gratitude, yeah.
So when you go to this cafe gratitude place in Los Angeles, you're like, I am grateful.
Or I've
you
been
would
there.
Say, can I have the I am
Instead
grateful?
Instead of saying a salad bowl, it's like, it's called I am content. And you have to tell the waiter, can I have I am content? And
they're you're like, supposed okay, to do you just want say tofu? I am content, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see. You don't say can I have.
Yeah, you don't say can I have.
I can has a I am fine
burger.
Beans,
sugar.
Can I have a I have Nirvana burger?
Sobbing.
And a matcha.
Do you think anybody's ever been broken up with at Cafe Gratitude before they ordered? So, like, how would that look? Let's do this. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't think it's going to work out just because, like, we're so different. You know, like, we view the world differently. And I just.
Can I has an I am disappointed burger?
Yes.
The problem is I also don't know how long we've been going because all this shit started recording before we were ready.
Yeah, I've been recording for an hour and 2 minutes.
It's definitely not that.
I think it's like a half hour.
That's it?
Yeah, we started at 10:32.
All right. Oh, you know what? It's been 35. It's been 35 minutes, and I'm wondering if you guys want to move on from the inner beauty pageant, because I thought it was a fun segment, and everybody looks pissed.
Right? I'm into it.
You're into it. All right.
I think I'm going to turn it around.
I don't know, man. When Will smiles, it looks like he's angry.
I don't think so.
I think it looks like he's like smiling with vitriol. Does that make sense? I mean, you can see it right here in my frame. Look at this.
I think he's a cutie.
That's what I was going to say.
Thanks.
Cutie.
Sorry? You were saying the opposite. You were saying that my smile has vitriol and now I'm cute.
All right. Let's just fucking figure out this beauty pageant thing. What's your favorite memory?
Oh, we're still doing that?
Yep. Favorite memory, guys. Come on. The pausing's not good for inner beauty.
That's not an easy question to just pull out of nowhere. Oh, okay. Now, my favorite memory is probably first episode of the Hill Kings podcast.
Very recent. Did it go that well?
Yeah. The internet's a buzz about it.
Who are your co-hosts
and why?
I have a co-host. He's a professional juggler slash daddy from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Like a father, or he's like a dom?
Exactly.
Not an answer. Exactly. If you say that at a traffic stop, you get a ticket for sure.
Well, I don't stop.
Do you know why I pulled you over today, sir?
Exactly.
I think you're getting drunk tanked for that. Will style.
Oh my God. He just called you a drunk.
What the hell?
This still makes me happy like years later.
I always think it's you.
It has been.
It sounds like
it's been.
It's been.
What is your favorite thing about Austin?
This is the next question in the inner beauty pageant.
And you can take Cafe. That.
It can be the city or it can be your buddy.
Bolden Creek Cafe.
Okay. And is Austin someone you would consider a role model and where?
So not the city.
Wrap it up, I think.
Wrap it up.
Now you're not even saying a joke.
Complete this sentence. I want to win this inner beauty pageant because...
I want it to end.
Will? Not sure if you heard. Will?
I'd like to wear a crown.
Thoughtful response, and Jeff just, I don't know if that's
it. I don't know
fam.
If that's it.
Yeah.
I just am not sure about that one, because I don't know if there is a crown to be
yeah.
wear. Because inner that would be outer beauty, is to wear something. How would your parents describe your inner beauty pageant experience?
They'd be confused for sure.
Is because yeah,
they don't know what this is.
How did your parents rate? This is a non sequitur,
unrelated to the pageant.
How did they feel about your wedding?
They enjoyed it very much.
Back to the pageant.
Okay.
If you had to speak at an assembly, mm-hmm. what topic would you want to address and when?
After lunch.
Yep.
Definitely on on Chicken Finger
I
Day.
I never said school. That's, did I say
well,
school?
You said an
it
assembly.
It could be an assembly of people.
It's it also people doesn't assembly. Have to be school. Other places have lunch.
That's got a point. I don't know if anger is indicative of inner beauty. Anger is a secondary emotion.
It's and, not anger. You're just bad at
just
interpreting
at
emotion. I didn't yell. I didn't even raise my voice. I'm completely calm.
We're so back.
That was not all a break?
No, not from a break. I meant like energetically we're back there. Here's a good one. If you could open a vineyard, Where would it be and with whom?
Francis Ford Coppola, Northern California. Established brand.
Correct.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
If you could be on a train.
Is that Deion Sanders?
I don't know who that is.
I think it's from Grand Theft Auto.
It's from Grand Theft Auto.
Good poll,
Will. This is great. Do you think parents should be punished for crimes committed by their children?
Immediately.
Really? In what regard? In what regard, though?
Lock them up style.
Lock them up. Lock them up.
Lock them up.
Lock dads up. This is really good. What emotion do you experience most, both in general and on this show?
Oh. Vitriol.
And that's in general, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
And then towards the show.
Horny?
Horny?
On the show specifically.
I don't think he can say that to me.
Yeah.
He can.
I don't think I...
What about to another host? That. Not to...
To him. Will?
Just to me. How would you describe your inner... This is the last question. How do you, would you describe your inner beauty pageant experience?
Horny.
I mean, we're about to crown a winner, but we have to wrap this up and not end
Wait,
it.
Wait, there's a energy. Crown? Is there a crown or isn't there a crown?
Metaphorical crown.
You're being
crown.
Very
You're
unclear.
Being very obsessed with crowns. And even if I had the crown here, you wouldn't be able to wear the crown near, right? Will's disqualified.
Sorry.
Will's disqualified. I'm sick of the crown talk. And you know what? It's indicative of somebody with only outer beauty. And I honestly love to do this. I love to do this. But I don't think that you've earned the right for the crown. I don't think that you've shown anything other than, frankly, disregard for inner monologues, let alone beauty. Your thought processes weren't good for anyone who has knees.
Got it.
Now I'm free associating.
I resign.
I'm going to say that the inner beauty pageant queen of the year is...
Please don't give it to me.
Amir! Let's get into it.
Wonderful. I didn't want that. I didn't want that title.
I don't think the audience wanted you to have it either.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? You gave some thought-provoking answers about finance. You eschewed outer beauty in terms of wisdom. And you took the whole thing with a reverence that I haven't seen out of you in... quite some time.
Can it looked like question? He was going to fall
may?
Asleep.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yes.
When did you...
Sure.
From what hours till when did you sleep last night?
Just last night?
I guess last two nights.
Last night was, I believe, 3:15 a.m. to 9:15 a.m.
Okay.
It's and not the night before. Horrible.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
The night before.
All-nighter.
All-nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there aren't enough hours in the day.
And then what do you do from 1:15 to 3:15? What's that last 2 hours of the night like for you?
I don't want to be crass or blue.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of self-completion.
Aw.
Automotive fellatio, which is when you go down on a Mazda. And meditation. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, and
that's to hear more of that.
And but you said I need to promote the show, so maybe I clip this out.
Uh-huh.
post it to the HeadGum TikTok. I don't know who says no to that.
Yeah, that could be a good clip. Try to find one where we're laughing, though.
That might be tough in this one. Will, what do you got going on? What do you want to point the people towards? And don't just say your apartment in Brooklyn.
Nothing crazy. That's it. Just have a good day. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. I really love to be here. Honestly and genuinely, have me back anytime. It doesn't interrupt my day at all.
Wow.
I've never been so unsure if someone's being facetious or not. He could really mean that.
Look at the joy on his face.
You pure. Could mean that. I don't know if you
absolute
do.
Absolute pure.
He's from Chicago, so I'm trying to. Well, you're not originally.
I'm from California.
Oh shit, turned on a fucking dime.
And that's what pissed you off. Brad, what do you
from
got?
Florida.
Brad?
Hill Kings podcast on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, subscribe on Instagram. Trying to get to 100K by the
really
end of the month.
Really fast. Just started the show. You want to get to 100K. Amir, what do you got?
Thinking about getting a visor.
Thinking about getting Visine.
Thinking about getting Pfizer.
Pretty good.
Cut or...
What is this?
Another hour or...
was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.